One of the country's largest travel agencies, Tommytour, declared bankruptcy on Friday, a development that left around 3,000 Czech tourists stranded at a number of holiday destinations and thousands of others forced to make other plans. Just a week earlier, Tommytour executive Václav Fischer had assured clients they could look forward to their holidays without worries. A few days later, it was a different story. Jan Wellinger has the details.
On Friday, Tommytour became the third Czech travel agency to go under this season, leaving around 3,000 clients stranded abroad and thousands of additional ones with no holiday to look forward to. More than 10,000 people bought vacation packages with the firm and instead of taking time off will now likely remain at home, filing insurance claims. Before its demise, Tommytour was one of the most popular Czech travel agencies, largely thanks to former travel magnate and company pitchman, some say part owner, Václav Fischer. Despite his own past business failure, he was forced to sell off his own Fischer travel agency swamped in debt in 2003, he still had a lot of credibility with the public. But Tommytour, industry insiders now say, followed a similarly doomed business model, one bent on increasing client numbers without paying nearly enough attention to profits. Tomio Okamura is a representative of the Association of Czech Travel Agencies.
We have seen this problematic situation already more than 1.5 years, because this style of the business of the Mr. Fischer, there was long-term, very cheap tours, which significantly was not possible to arrange within this price. Also, he didn't pay the partners commission from the selling tours. We had information that already from the start of this year, they tried to sell their travel agency to other one, but it was not successful because no travel agency wants to buy it. And of course, last one should be fact that during spring he already starting to sell winter tours, and now in the summer he already starting to sell tours for the next summer. So it is very clear that there was big problem with cash flow.
Clients whose vacation plans have been dampened will at least get most or all of their funds back. Tomio Okamura again.
Client usually received between 80 and 95%, but it is strictly depend from the amount, from the turnover, from the previous year, because this insurance amount is calculated according to turnover from the previous year. We think that in the case of the Tommytour, clients can obtain near to 100% or maybe 100%, but we don't know, of course, how it will be.
Those still shopping for vacations may be worried, with three companies having folded in recent weeks, that further firms will follow. But insiders say that on the whole, there is little cause for alarm. Anyone thinking, for example, that Tommytour's demise was related to the economic crisis would be mistaken. Observers say it did have everything to do with poor management.
Jan Wellinger reporting there on the sudden collapse of Tommytour.